The following program contains views and opinions which are not necessarily those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.
And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience. It's Totally Terrific Tuesday as we enter week 26, day 175 of the year 2020. And boy, oh boy, do we have a show for you. Can you say, does somebody know me? And I say, yes, indeedy doody they do. First up, it's important to give recognition to those around us. How important? Without it, they will die. Next, understanding that we are known is the beginning of maturity in the kingdom of God. And finally, how does God know us? How much does God know us? And if he knows us so well, why does he still want to hang out with us?
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn towards drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. The more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. After 35 years of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined KAAM, and this radio program began. You're about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience. Local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations, spiritual observations. My life's insanities, and oy vey, so much more. Hey. We're asking you, what do you think? You can text us, 214-210-8483, 214-210-8483, or you can call us, 972-445-0770. Terrific Tierra, also known as T, ready on the phone in case somebody calls. You just don't want to call her up and go, I'd like a large pepperoni. That's not what you're trying to do. You're trying to get in. You're either going to share a praise report, a prayer request. You're going to answer trivia, whatever. That's all good. If you want it to be a topic that we talk about on the show, probably best to email or that way of communication. I think that's a little better because I can't just instantly do a topic. But you can ask a pop question. Not a pop quiz, a pop question. If I have an answer, I'll give it to you. If I don't, I'll try and answer it the next day. Do the best I can. I'm not a machine. I can't just go. But I did that anyway, so maybe I could. Here's the first trivia question. 214-210-8483, 972-445-0770. In the Lord's Prayer, what line follows, Hallowed be thy name? What's the next line? There you go. That's your starter. Keep in mind, it is open for everybody in any way, shape, or form because it's not professional radio. I think we've demonstrated that quite clearly. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, the David Spoon Experience. So buckle up, little campers. Here we go. All right, folks. All right, here we go. I'm going to do it. I'm going to start off with it. I can't resist myself. I'm terrible at this. Poor TR. I got to start off with a joke.
You're killing me, Smalls.
I know. I know I'm doing it. Here we go. This joke is called The Army of the Lord. A friend in front of me was coming out of the church one day, and the preacher was standing at the door, as he always did, to shake hands. He grabbed my friend by the hand and pulled him aside. Then the pastor said to him, "You need to join the army of the Lord." The friend replied, "I'm already in the army of the Lord, pastor." The pastor questioned him, "Then how come I don't see you except for Christmas and Easter?" He whispered back, "I'm in the secret service." Come on, that's pretty good, right? That's not too bad. That's not too bad. I'm in the secret service. I thought it was funny. All right, let's go. Let's cover a couple of things and we'll get into our teaching. Specifically the first one. You got a very interesting teaching going on today. Today, by the way, is the day of let it go. Some things you just, right? You just got to go, right? Guy cuts you off while you're driving, right?
let it go.
Let it go. What are you going to do? You're going to drive back up to him and shake your finger at him?
You know, most people actually do that.
They do that?
Yeah, road rage.
See, that's not good. It reminds me of that Steve Martin movie where they talk about where it's springtime and then they're in California. They all start shooting each other because it's – and then the season ends and then they stop. It's really weird. Anyhow, today's also National Hydration Day. I do have water. I have a testimony right here from T. She'll tell you. I have water right there. National Pecan Sandies Day. That's cool. It's National Pink Day, but my wife informed me it's actually National Pink Flamingo Day. And because she works at a flower shop, apparently that's important. I asked her how many flowers since she's been there, or how many pink flamingos have they sold with the flowers? And she's been there for a couple of years. Zero. Zero. Wait,
how many? So much for that.
Yeah, zero. Like, huh. Okay, we'll just move on from there. On this day, for those that do not know it, in 1846, Adolf Sax created the saxophone. Ah, see, these things come from somewhere. Also on this day, 1868, the first practical typewriter was built. It was only able to do capital letters. I thought that was interesting. The original movie, The Batman, was released. And then on 1951 on this day, the FBI 10 Most Wanted list, which had Thomas Holden, who was the first person on the infamous FBI 10 Most Wanted list when it started, he's arrested because of that FBI 10 Most Wanted list. So that's kind of an interesting little historical element. Let's go into the teaching, and I'm not going to do the theme song because I didn't give T enough time for her to prep for it, but I just want you to just think about a split second, a sitcom that a lot of people watched over a number of years. Don't get mad at me if you're a person that like hates TV or whatever. Just move over it. And this show was called Cheers. And the show itself, of course, it's centered around a bar, but the whole theme song was going somewhere where everybody knows your name. And that's the premise of our teachings today, because you want to, as a Christian, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, strength, and mind, and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Okay, got that. And so you're involved in that, your neighbor's involved in that, the Lord's involved in that, okay? The idea is that we should and need to know others, that we also need to be known, okay? You need to have somebody that cares about you. And mostly, and you can say this is wrong, but you're gonna, as soon as I go to these scriptures, you're going to go, oh, yeah. Mostly understanding that not only it's important to know others and to be known, but to be alone is hard. And you can say all you want to say. Give me all the pop psychology. I had somebody who's taking psychology classes and a master's degree, and it's like, well, everybody is required to have X amount of friends or they're considered deficient. I said, well, you're dumb. And then I proceeded to tell them why. But it is important to have connections and relationships, whatever that number, whatever it is, and don't kid yourself, your kids from time to time, your brothers, your sisters, your older friends and newer friends, they can be that friend or that person that you need. There's nothing that says that's inappropriate. But what I want you to see is where God tries to move us in this process of feeling alone. Psalm 25, verse 16 and 17 say, turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Relieve the troubles of my heart and free me from my anguish. Okay, that is Psalm 25. David, just being honest about where he's at. He's not trying to, it's not even preachy. If you think about it, it's just like, wow, this is just somebody, and that's the great thing about the Psalms is it's the anointed word of God, but it's from the expressionary point of view of a heartfelt man who's writing and saying, ugh, you know, I'm alone. Turn to me and be gracious, for I am lonely and afflicted. You ever feel that way? Relieve the troubles of my heart and free me from my anguish. And it's important for you to know others and for you to be known to others, but most importantly, for you to understand that you're not alone. Look at Psalm 68, verse 5 and 6. It says, you are a father to the fatherless, a judge for the widows, is God in his holy habitation. God makes a home for the lonely. Wow. Think about that right there. God makes a home for the lonely. Now, I've gone through this. I just would wager that I have never met, I would say with a lot of confidence, I've never met a person who didn't experience that at some point. I've just never met anybody. I myself have gone through those kind of periods, and everybody I have ever known. And one of the things that's great about God that for some reason I don't know why we can't talk about it, but we should be able to talk about it, is that God knows when you feel alone. God knows when you feel like there's just nobody. I've had those moments. I've been in the closet by myself praying and crying because I'm all alone. And listen, the Lord wasn't unaware. And what he does is he makes a home. Listen to this. He makes a home for the people that have that lonely in them. And what you need to understand is God is not unaware of what those needs are. In fact, when he created Adam, it was God who said, yeah, he needs a companion. And then he created Eve. And people tend to forget that if God by himself would have just filled everything, he wouldn't have needed an Eve. And it's like, but God created Eve, as you know, from a part of Adam, so that they were closely connected that way. And the Lord is the one that provided that. The Lord is the one that gifted that. The Lord is the one that granted that. It was the Lord who said it's not good for man to be alone. My whole point in telling you this is for you to understand that God understands. He knows what your makeup is. He knows what your DNA is. He knows what your chemical composure is. He knows what your personality is. He knows what your heart is. He knows what you're going through. And when David wrote, relieve me of my troubles, free me from my anguish, he was talking about that loneliness that he was feeling. And God has a response for the lonely. I will make a home for you. And a home is a place where you are what? You are welcome and you are comfortable. Does that mean it's all going to be perfect and everything? No, I don't think I said that. And that's the whole premise of what we're getting into. And we're going to cover that. When we come back, we're going to kind of go into depth about this encounter that Jesus had, with Nathanael, which is a fascinating encounter. We're just going to kind of cover that and see how that processes through the Lord. By the way, the answer in the Lord's Prayer, our Father art thou in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Ha-ha, that's the next line, just in case you were wondering, just helping. Okay, folks, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, Christian station here in Texas. Short break, we'll be back.
Get your real estate agents here on sale, only a dime a dozen. Step right up and get your agents.
What's going on here?
Real estate agents are in bloom here in Texas, so they're being offered only a dime a dozen.
Is this how real estate agents seem to you, a dime a dozen? Well, that's enough. Kimberly McQuinn, Realtor and Broker Associate with Fathom Realty, is not a dime a dozen real estate agent. Real estate isn't her hobby, it's her passion. With over 12 years of experience, Kimberly knows real estate isn't about selling, it's about the relationships. Get a free consultation by reaching out to Kimberly at turn2realtyteam.com. That's turn2realtyteam.com. Or call 903-484-6637. That's 903-48-HOMES. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced investor, whether you need a short sale or are looking for foreclosures, Kimberly is the quality you want and deserve for your real estate needs. Don't get the dime a dozen agent. Turn to the best. Turn to Kimberly.
Are you sitting there at home on your computer? Or maybe driving along in your car just listening to the radio? Is that app for this station working for you? Don't you wish you could reach people for your business? Introducing the Commercial Whammy. All you need to do is call KAAM at 972-445-1700 and ask for David Spoon. Or send him an email at davidspoonmedia@gmail.com. And bam! You've got your own Commercial Whammy.
The deterioration of the ecosystem, or creation itself, is definitely the result of man.
You say, well, how can you say that? Well, Romans chapter 8, verse 19 through 21. I just read the scriptures. I don't need anything else. The Bible says this: the creation waits in eager expectation for the sons of God to be revealed. For the creation was subjected to frustration, not by its own choice, but by the will of the one who subjected it, in hope that the creation itself would be liberated from its bondage to decay and brought into the glorious freedom of the children of God. Creation itself is longing for the redemption that comes through Jesus Christ. And until that takes place, it is on a collision course down. The result of the ecosystem or creation itself crashing is a result of man's sin in the garden. So when they say, oh, well, it's not man-made, oh, yes, it is. Of course it's man-made. It's because we messed up in the garden. But I wasn't with Adam and Eve. You were in the person of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to use it, you were in the life-giving force of Adam and Eve. And if you want me to really say it, you were in the loins of Adam and Eve. You were there, too. They stuck their fist up to God and said, nope. And God went, okie dokie, here's the result.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. You want to reach us, you can do so. 214-210-8483 is the text. Remember, that's a text. 972-445-0770. That is the actual phone number. Good job on that last trivia question. Here is the next trivia question, by the way. And then I'm going to do a brief, quick answer to a pop question, but it's only going to be brief because the topic is much deeper. But let's just ask this question. Where did the man who received the one talent, where did the man who received one talent from his master hide it? What did he do? Where did he put it? Where'd he put it? That's all I'm going to ask you. Where'd he put it? That's the question. You want to text 214-210-8483, 972-445-0770. Somebody asked me, one of my fave people, can you explain the difference between hypergrace, where you can't lose your salvation, and backsliding, where you can lose your salvation? It's too big of a topic to do on the fly on the show, but I can tell you three things that will really help. Number one, God doesn't unsave anybody. It's just kind of a weird thought process. Like, well, I saved you. Now I unsaved you. Now I saved you again. Now I unsaved you. Well, then you got to be born again, 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 again. It's like, wow, that's just weird. That's never going to happen. Number two, the real question comes down to whether a person was genuinely saved or not. Anybody who becomes a Christian, claims to become a Christian, and then walks away, there is a very, very, very strong position in Calvinism that says they were never saved in the first place, and Arminianism says yes, they were, and so they fight between the two of them. But here's the one thing I will tell you, and I have told this to people for 40 years. Ready? So that's long, right? It's a long time. If you're concerned that I don't want to miss the Lord, right? You don't want to miss it. You want to make sure you're saved. You want to make sure you do it. If you're concerned, you're saved, because people who aren't saved don't care. It's just as simple as you can say it. People aren't saved could care less. Yeah, who cares? It's like, but people are saved. Like, well, did I do blasphemy of the Holy Spirit? Did I do something that only people who care have that attitude. Just so you can know, you want some. It's you can know by the Holy Spirit, you can know by faith, you can know by different elements. But boy, if you're a person that cares, boom, that should be the biggest testimony of all. Okay, so let's go back to this. You know we have a trivia question. Guy had the talent. He did something with it. What'd he do with it? 214-210-8483. You got a lot of responses coming in. You can call in 972-445-0770. That wasn't bad for a quickie response, huh? Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Here's the big thing there. We thank everybody for giving. We're a little bit behind. We always seem like we always get a little bit behind, like right about here. So what is this?
It happens.
It's like, it's not the end of the world. We're not freaking out. It's like, it's up to the Lord. Listen, this is much I figured out. I get tomorrow if God goes, you get it tomorrow. That's how we do it. And so if you're able to give, we ask you to go to that website and participate. If you can't give, don't. Pray. Pray for us. Commit to spending some time in prayer, really praying that the Lord will help us and guide us. If you're able to participate, participate. If you sow into this ministry, you will reap. But you're not going to reap from this ministry where we're going to send you something really awesome like a Corvette or something, okay? I'm not sending you a Corvette. I'm not even allowed to get a Corvette because my wife said, you drive too fast. You're never allowed to have one. I can't have that. I can't have a motorcycle. I can't have anything that goes faster than those things. I have a really heavy-duty right foot. It's really a problem for me. So it's like, oops. So my point is, if you give, you're advancing the kingdom of God. You'll get a receipt at the end of the year, and you're trusting and sowing into the Lord. Then we do the best we can with it, which about 99% of it is pay the radio bill. I'm just telling you. I do need gas, though. I had to get gas today. But it was only $20. That's pretty good. Email david@hemusincrease.org. Facebook, hemusincrease.org. We're going to do the ministry partner next time, right? And then YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. I want to key in on this discussion that we started about loneliness. And the reason is because it's really important. Why it's important is because we all encounter it. And if you are unable to understand the level of it, you must understand that when Jesus was on the cross, there's many theologians that will say, and I didn't say I was one of them, I'm just saying there's many theologians that will say that the Father turned away because he couldn't look at the sin at that one moment, and that's when Jesus was, you know, Father, Father, why hast thou forsaken me? You know, the only problem with that theology is later in the psalm, it says he never turns away from me, so there's kind of a little click there, but that's not the point. The point is, on that cross and during that crucifixion, Jesus was alone. There's a loneliness that you're only human, you're just yourself. Now, it's not like God departs from you, but there's that feeling that God is not connected because there's this loneliness that's prevailing. And I want to talk about this to give you a deeper level of understanding of how much God knows you and how connected he is to you. John chapter 1, verse 43 and 48 say this. The next day, Jesus decided to leave for Galilee. Finding Philip, he said to him, follow me. Philip, like Andrew and Peter, was from the town of Bethsaida. Philip found Nathanael and told him, we have found the one that Moses wrote about in the law, the one whom the prophets also wrote, Jesus of Nazareth, son of Joseph. Nazareth? Can anything good come from there? Nathanael asked. Come and see, said Philip. When Jesus saw Nathanael approaching, he said to him, here truly is an Israelite in whom there is no deceit. How do you know me? Nathanael asked. Jesus answered, I saw you while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you. This is a phenomenal text. All texts are phenomenal, but this is just something else. First off, you get the identification who Nathanael is. Nazareth? This is him like going, MSNBC? This is kind of like Washington, D.C.? I mean, it's just like, he's like almost like offended. You can tell me something good's coming out of that place? That's kind of his attitude, right? And Nazareth's reputation was not stellar, in case you were wondering. And then when he meets Jesus, Jesus compliments him. Now, listen to how Jesus compliments. You have to understand what's going on here. This is part of the human interaction. Nathanael approaches him, and then Jesus goes, here's an Israelite in whom there's no deceit. In other words, he doesn't hold it back. You ever heard those? You ever meet those people that are totally open and they just share their mind? Here you go. Here's the guy. There's no he's full aletheia. There's no reservation in them. And then not to stop right there. Nathanael goes, how do you know me? It's like his next line is not, how did you know me, Jesus? It's like, how do you know me? It's like he's really like, you know, he's suspicious. And Jesus answered, while you were still under the fig tree before Philip called you, I saw you right there. You're under the fig tree hanging out. By the way, he's the only disciple that was doing nothing. I just like to point that out. But see, Jesus knew him before. And that's what you got to catch. Jesus knew what Nathanael was doing, what he was up to, what he was engaged with, and how he engaged with people before Nathanael met with Jesus. Jesus knew you, how you engage with people, how you interact, what your thinking process is, what your real attitude is before you were ever introduced to Jesus. He knew who you were. And he still called you. That, see, therein lies not the great confusion, maybe the great compassion. I wouldn't pick me. I won't say his name, but there was a very famous movie writer and actor who said, I would never join a club that would have me as a member. It's like, I get that. I understand. I relate to that. And my point in telling you that is that Jesus still selected you to be one of his disciples before you even knew who he was. How cool is that? Oh, man, I saw you. You were under the fig tree before Philip ever called you. And it was at that point that Nathaniel realized, wow, okay, I'm not dealing with your average Joe here. This is a serious situation. I got to get it right and got to, you know, be. And what's important about that is for you and I to grasp the level and the depth of God's knowing of you. He didn't get to know you once you said yes to Jesus. And when God chose you, I just want to make sure that you get this straight because it's very clear. Jesus said, I chose you. You did not choose me. When Jesus chose you, he didn't choose you from the moment you said, yes, Jesus. He chose you from way before. And so you way before is in even before you were knit in your mother's womb is the technicality that we get out of the Psalms. And what you get to understand is that in spite of all the faults that you have committed up to the point that you said yes, and every sin that you've committed from that moment to this moment, and every moment, every sin you sin from this moment until Jesus returns for you personally or he returns for everybody corporately, he knows every single sin you're going to commit before you do, and he still chose you. That is the level to which God knows you. It's not a part. It's not a portion. It's not, well, I thought you were really good, you know, then you became one of mine, then you turned out to be horrible. I mean, that is not what's going on, right? That's not how God operates. He picks, he chooses, he pours his favor out upon. Israel was a nation before Israel was a person in the mind of God. Isn't that cool? All right. What did the man who received one talent from the master, what did he do with it? Where did he put it? He buried it in the ground. You have talents. Don't bury them in the ground. That's a bad plan. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Moving is hard. It's a moment that everyone dreads. But wait, there's an answer. Jesus can help. And for the moving parts, Men of God Moving is there for you. Men of God Moving is a full-service Christian moving company that is locally owned and operated, serving the entire Dallas and Fort Worth area. Men of God Moving helps with homes, apartments, offices, long and short distance relocations, and so much more. They offer packing and unpacking services, loading and unloading, assembling and disassembling, plus many other helpful services. Tell them you heard it on the David Spoon Experience and receive a substantial discount. Substantial means a whole bunch. Call them at 817-707-7672 or go to their website, menofgodmoving.com. That's menofgodmoving.com. And check them out on Facebook. The Lord's Word says, serve wholeheartedly as if you were serving the Lord, not men. Ephesians 6:7. Allow Men of God Moving the privilege of serving you. And listen to Johnny Hill, the owner, often on the David Spoon Experience. To hear his testimony, reach out to Men of God Moving. Johnny's testimony will move you. God bless.
It's incredible. And it's never been done before. And you can be the first person in your neighborhood to win.
What is it?
It's a contest.
How do I play?
It's simple. And there's three ways to win. You can go to Facebook, type in David Spoon Media. And on any Facebook post, type in the word Jesus in the comment section. And it's free. You can also send an email to davidspoonmedia@gmail.com and write the word Jesus in the subject line. Or you can go to YouTube and give a comment on any video, but you have to use the word Jesus. This is your chance to win, and it's free.
What do I win?
You can win 100 thank yous right on air. It's incredible. It's unbelievable, but it's only for a limited time. Enter now. Here's a taste. Thank you for listening to the David Spoon Experience.
What is the David Spoon Experience?
Now listen, I've done a lot of interviews, and every once in a while you do an interview with somebody who's legendary, and he doesn't even know why he's legendary. And when I tell him, he's going to go, whoa, whoa, whoa. The legendary Josh McDowell with us, co-authoring the book with his son, Sean, The Beauty of Intolerance, joins us live. Josh, are you there with us?
It's sure better to join you live than dead.
I love it.
The David Spoon Experience.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Do want to let you know if you want to reach out to us, 214-210-8483. You're welcome to send us a text. You are also welcome to call.
Welcome.
I can speak.
Blah, 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 blah.
972-445-0770. Okay, here we go. Little tougher, not tough, but a little tougher. At what age did Jesus start his ministry? There are two actual acceptable answers, believe it or not. At what age did Jesus start his ministry? There is a scriptural reference. If you know it, text 214-210-8483. If you want to call in, you're welcome to 972-445-0770. Our website, hemustincrease.org. For those that have not been looking at the website, I will tell you that I added something on the website that only a keen listener would get. See, go on the website and see if you can see what I added to the website. That's all I'm going to say. Just leave it right there. Email david@hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. Now let's hear from our ministry partner.
Here I come to save the day. Yes, sir, when there is a wrong to right, he gets the situation well in hand.
Fire and water damage cleanup, smoke, wind, and flood damage cleanup, sewage removal, any and all restoration services, whether it's your house, your church, your apartment, your office, your building, whatever the case may be, Mr. Restore can help you, and they will help you. Just go to MrRestore.com, Mr. M-R, Restore. Okay, now you know how to spell Restore, right? R-E-S-T-O-R-E.com. And then they can help you. They can be on site within 60 minutes, which is pretty fast. 50 years of restoration experience. Thousands of happy customers. They work with all the insurance companies. A-plus rated with the BBB. If you have any trouble contacting them, reach out to me, or you can directly reach them through our website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Let them know that you heard it. At the David Spoon Experience. That'd be good. All right. So the trivia question for those that need to double check is, at what age did Jesus start his ministry? So his public ministry, when did that start? That's what we're looking for. There is that ballpark to touch into. All right. Should I tell this joke? It's a thinking joke. Is that bad? What do you think? Do you think it's bad to tell?
It's bad.
Thinking jokes are bad. You're so mean. Okay, I'm going to do it anyway.
No!
Thank you very much, T. I appreciate that. Now, follow this. Now, you guys, typically if I tell a joke, if you can't follow it, there's something wrong on your end. On this case, this joke's a little more thought-provoking. Okay? So I'm going to challenge you. All right. After dying in a car crash, three friends go to heaven for orientation.
They were all asked the same question. When you are in the casket, okay, where are they? In the casket. Friends and family are mourning over you. What would you like to hear them say about you? The first guy immediately responds, I would like to hear them say that I was one of the greatest doctors of my time and a great man. The second guy says, I would like to hear them say that I was a wonderful husband and a great school teacher who made a huge difference in our children for tomorrow. And the last guy thinks for a minute and then he replies, I would like to hear them say, look, he's moving. Come on, right? Look, he's moving.
That was good.
That was a good one. Look, he's moving. He's not dead after all. All right, so let's go back.
That'd be something I would want to say.
Just thought that was this one side. It's just some wonderful jokes. I really like it. All right, let's go back to this. So we were talking about people. You know, we need to know others. We need to be known. And we need to mostly not be alone. We need to have God help us move from this place of loneliness and anguish and pain into this place where he has this home for people who feel lonely. And then we get a chance in the second segment, we got a chance to look at Nathaniel and how Jesus knew about him before Nathaniel met Jesus. And that's an important element to distinguish. I think it is important for people to grasp that God is not operating in a deficit. Ephesians 1:4, he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. And what will happen is a teacher or a theologian or a professor will focus on in order to be holy and blameless in his sight, but they miss he chose us in him before the creation of the world. And that's a part of the verse too. So when did God choose you? Long time ago. That's the answer to that. A long time ago. Let's talk about this, because you have to remember that Jesus, and all these pictures that we show of Jesus, and none of them are accurate, but they do what they can. The bottom line is he's often shown as what? A shepherd, isn't he? Listen to what he says in John 10:1-5. Very truly, I tell you, Pharisees, anyone who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate but climbs in by some other way is a thief and a robber. And the one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from a stranger because they do not recognize a stranger's voice. Here's a couple things that you and I need to hold on to in regards to the loneliness process that we can feel going through different trials, going through different struggles. There's a couple things Jesus said. Jesus said, I am the shepherd. The shepherd is the one who's caring or taking care of the sheep. Jesus says he calls the sheep by name. Now, I know you and I don't think in these terms, because when you go to a church service and the preacher or the evangelist gives an altar call, he typically doesn't say, you know, David Spoon, Jesus Christ loves you and come right down. I mean, it's like that's typically not how that goes, right? It's more generic because it applies to so many people. But you need to recognize as a Christian that Jesus Christ knows your name. He knows your first name, your middle name, if you have one, your last name, any things that go after that, whatever goes before that, whatever you've done prior, whatever you're going to do later. Why? Because he knows you. You are his sheep, and he leads his sheep. And he doesn't abandon his sheep. And the sheep know him because they know his voice. In fact, you know when the Lord's comforting you. And the idea that you are alone is essentially can only be true from a humanistic or a point of view of humanity. It's never true from the divinity point of view, because Jesus made these commitments. In Matthew 1, his name is God with us. In Matthew 28, so in the beginning of the first gospel and the end of the first gospel, he says, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. In Hebrews 13:5, he said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. In Deuteronomy 31:6, he said, I am always with you. He has never departed from you. He's never distant from you. He's never away from you. It's just our feelings that overwhelm because of the humanity part of us. But even when man rebelled against God and the Lord had to remove him from the Garden of Eden, he still made a plan for man to find his way back, because God doesn't want to be apart from his creation. Now, some people are going to reject God, and they're going to say no, and the answer is going to be, okay, I'll honor your request, so to speak. Listen to Isaiah 45, 2 through 3. I will go before you and I will level the mountains. I will break down gates of bronze and cut through bars of iron. I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name. You might go to a place and you want people to know your name, but there is one who knows every single thing, more so than just your name. God knows everything about you, and you're his, and you're not alone. And it's one thing to go through the feelings and to be honest about it and bring it before the Lord. It's another thing to get swallowed up by it. You don't let the enemy swallow you up. You know the enemy is a liar. Nobody loves you. Nobody could ever love you. How ridiculous is that? God loves you so much, he died for you, laid down his life so that you can do better. That's how much. That's a lot. I mean, you just gotta think about how much that is. That's how much the Lord thinks of you. That's how important it is that he is your shepherd, your hope, your place of strength, your reservoir, your shelter from the storm. I know we go through different trials and in different ways, and I know that some are harder than others. But God has not, nor will he ever, abandon you. You are not alone. And you have a family of brothers and sisters who adore you. You just don't recognize that because of the level of pain. Get what I'm saying? Okay. All right, so the trivia question was, what age did Jesus start his ministry? Luke 3:23, about the age of 30. So if you would have said 30 or about 30 or anywhere thereabouts, I'd have said okie dokie. Okay, that's when he started his public ministry. All right, we can take a break and come back. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Short break. We'll be back.
Hey, here's something your insurance company doesn't want you to know. Some restoration companies have signed contracts with the insurance companies to get more business. At Mr. Restore, we don't participate in any insurance contracts because we believe they're a conflict of interest. Mr. Restore works for you and will always look out for your best interests. So, when you have fire, smoke, water, or flood damage, use the restoration company that's in your corner. Learn more at MrRestore.com.
Back to normal like you were before. If you have fire, water, damage, call Mr. Restore.
We happen to be people who are able to, you know, go with the Lord while the flow is going, while the river is going, while the joy is going, and then something comes in the way like a pebble, like a pebble, and then we trip and we're like, ay, 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 and we don't know what we're doing. Here's the key. You're never going to be good enough. You're never going to be this superhuman, beyond capacity, exactly like Jesus in everything you say or do in each moment. That's not happening.
The David Spoon Experience.
The David Spoon Experience is now run by He Must Increase Ministry. What this means is that we are no longer operating as a regular business, but as a nonprofit ministry that is devoted to increasing the ministry of Jesus Christ. Our mission is to educate, encourage, and entertain Bible believers, the wounded and forgotten believers, and the not yet believers through biblical truths. We are funded by listeners like yourselves and ministry partners that want to provide sponsorships for the show. Your donations are 100% tax deductible. And the great news is, if you donate to our ministry and help us advance the kingdom of God, we won't give you a thing. That's right, you'll get no special prize or gimmick. You won't ever get an anointed Bible or penny in acrylic so that you're never penniless, or a guarantee that you'll become rich just because you gave. Your giving will support our unique idea of biblical encouragement. And what you'll receive is a receipt for your giving at the end of the year. It's all about sowing and reaping. Cast your bread upon the water and it will return to you. And if you sow bountifully, you will reap bountifully. But you'll be laying up treasures in heaven. And that's the most excellent place to receive the best return for the longest time on your investment. What happens if you don't give? Nothing. Except more commercials like this one. Let's spare everyone from more commercials like this one. Go to hemustincrease.org. That's hemustincrease.org. And give if you're led to and if you're able to. Let's keep the show going and help increase its time and reach. You must like this show a little bit because, after all, you're hearing this commercial, right? Thank you.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience. Thank you for joining us here at KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. Don't forget, livinginhisgrip.com under the Hymn Project. You can get some songs for free, which does mean no cost. You are welcome to them. Do not forget that you are able also to text us during the show and or call in. The text, 214-210-8483. The call in, 972-445-0770. I thought I'd throw in this last trivia question, which is relatively easy, but it is a little Christmassy. Yeah, why not? What is it? It's June, right? Yeah, Christmas, that sounds right. What was Jesus wrapped in when he was born? I didn't say what song did Jesus rap to. I said, what was Jesus wrapped in when he was born? 214-210-8483. Also, you can call in 972-445-0770. Website, hemustincrease.org, hemustincrease.org. Email, David at hemustincrease.org. Facebook, He Must Increase Ministry. YouTube, He Must Increase Ministry. I'll give you a quick update on my PhD project because I try to keep everybody kind of apprised of what's going on. So I've written the majority of my material. I spent 21 hours between Friday evening, Saturday, and Sunday. I spent 21 hours writing my the rest of my paper. I have the paper done. I sent an email off to the professor and said it has a requirement of 25 pages. I have 34. What shall I do? He was very nice about it. He said, get rid of 9. So that's what I've been doing. It's really fun to write for hours and hours, put it on a piece of paper, then walk away from it, then come back and go, delete, 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 delete. I've never realized how much I dislike deleting until I'm deleting my own writing. That's a very sad, narcissistic statement, isn't it?
I mean, you put your all into these papers, so I'd be mad too.
Yeah, I mean,
you could
pages.
You could read the extra 9 pages.
I know. I think so too. And what's so dumb is a year from now, they're going to go, oh, it needs 10 more on top of the 9 that you have. And so you're killing me. People are killing me. Exactly. Anyway, so I'm just telling you what happened so you can pray for me, poor Dave. We should get a little choir thing that goes, oh, you know, that kind of thing. All right, let's finish up on this. I want to talk about this loneliness element because it's important, and I want you to understand the reality check that's taking place here and how committed God is. He knows all about us. God knows all about us. He still loves us on a day-by-day basis. You say, well, how do you say that? Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. They are are what? They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. Here's the one psalm that I'm going to tell you that I don't often tell you this. But I'm going to tell you, if you're a person that has struggles and loneliness, you need to spend time in Psalm 139. I know a lot of people will use this in regards to the abortion issue. I get it, and I understand that, and I have zero problem with it. But I'm telling you that this psalm, its premise is about God knowing you and being connected to you. Let's just cover a couple of the verses so you can see what I'm talking about. Psalm 139, verse 1, you've searched me, O Lord, and you know me. You know when I sit, you know when I rise, you perceive my thoughts from afar off, you discern my going out, my lying down, and you are familiar with all of my ways. Now, how close does God have to be to know your routine? Don't tell me you don't have a routine. Even if you don't have a routine, your routine is not having a routine. I mean, you have something. Verse 4, before a word is in my tongue, Lord, you know it completely. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. And then he talks about, where can I go if I was trying to run away from you? Nowhere. You can't go anywhere. Verse 12, for you created me in my inmost beings. You knit me together in my mother's womb. Where is God knitting the person? In the womb. Is there life in the womb? God's doing work there. Be careful. God's doing work there. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in the secret place. When I was woven together in the depths of the earth, you saw my unformed body. How precious to me are your thoughts. If only God would slay the wicked. Then he goes down this little level of, we don't like these bad people. Wipe them out. What I want you to see in that, though, is how much God knows you. He knows all your ways. He knows when you lay down. He knows when you get up. He knows what you're thinking. He knows what you're going to say. Watch this. Before you say it, which is another reason why prayer shouldn't be filled with a bunch of words, he knows everything about you. There's nowhere you can go where you can escape what he knows about you and how much he knows about you. And he picked you. And it's like, How good is God that he sees everything about you and extends his heart of love to you constantly? So I want you to recognize something. In the human realm, from a human perspective, it's okay to say you're alone. But from the divine perspective, no, you can't say that because it's not the truth. The truth is that the Lord is with you and he goes with you. And when you travel in a car, I mean, that's why I love that Shotgun Angel song by Daniel Amos. It's like he's riding shotgun with you. He's never away from you. And you're not going to do it all perfect. And it's not going to be flawless. And it's not going to be just, you know, everything's just, you know, hums along and there's never a bump. It wasn't that way for Jesus. It wasn't that way for any spokesperson of God. Not one man, not one woman, ever. I mean, it wasn't easy for Eve. It wasn't easy for Donna. It wasn't easy for Mary, who had to watch her own son be crucified. Listen, there's stuff you go through. But you're not alone. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords has made a commitment. He's made a declaration. In fact, if we understood what a declaration was from a king, in our world we have laws and Congress and you can overturn it, Supreme Court, and then you've got executive orders, you got all that stuff, right? There's probably 30, I think there's 30 ways or 30 actions. In the old days, like the kings of the Medes and the Persians, if the king said one thing, that was it. It didn't get changed. And even the king couldn't undo his own verdict unless he had substantial reason to that would be unanimous agreement in. What he said was it. Well, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords says, you're mine. Can't be undone. No amount of executive orders or Supreme Courts or Congress or Senate, or doesn't even matter what it is, you can't be undone. because the King of the Universe has made the declaration and made the commitment and paid the price through the blood of Jesus Christ. You're not alone. And that's an important part for you and I to grow up in, to be mature in. That doesn't mean that you're not hurting. And if you are hurting, I would say this more than anything else. You must depend on the Lord, but do not be afraid to reach out to your brothers and sisters, because the scripture in Romans 12:15 says that we rejoice with those who rejoice and we weep with those who weep. And that means that whether it's good or whether it's bad, Christianity is not when everybody's getting together and everybody's just happy. Let's just have a carnival. I've been to a lot of carnivals, especially because I came out of Detroit. There were a lot of rip-off little games there. Let me just say that. You can never get that quarter on that plate. Here's the bottom line. The bottom line is the Lord's all in on you. He'll never abandon you. And the reason that I make that such an emphasis is so that you can recognize if you ever feel like somebody's watching you, he is. He's always watching you. He always knows what's going on. And so for you who feel or go through that process, and the faith sometimes takes a couple of shotgun blasts and kind of, you know, looks like Swiss cheese from time to time, be reassured in the Word of God, from the declaration of God, from the writing of God, his communication to you, his voice to you, his promise to you, his commitment to you. He will never forsake you. And he will never leave you. Never leave you. Every one of us has been left by somebody. God has not left anyone. People just walk away. That's different. And I want you to rest in that. I want you to find strength in that and refreshment in that. You understand? That's the key in this maturity process, pushing past the pain. I'm something I want to teach on probably about 3 or 4 weeks, pushing past the pain. By the way, for expository on Thursdays, looks like we're heading to Philippians. I know some people wanted Acts. Looks like I'm heading towards the Philippians unless something changes pretty radically. I'm pretty sure it'll be Philippians, just to let you know. What was Jesus wrapped in when he was born? The swaddling clothes, right? The strips of cloth, the swaddling clothes, that's what he was born in. Great job, everybody. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on Couple Day M. KAAM 770, the Christian station here in Texas. 23-hour break. Talk to you then. It may be false,
but it feels the same. So I punish my... Views and opinions expressed in the preceding program are those of its participants and do not necessarily reflect those of KAAM, DJRD Broadcasting, or its sponsors.